السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. It is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy, His ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this opportunity once again to assemble, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to hear a little about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some years ago, there was a wali from amongst awliya Allah. Some of us may have had the good fortune of seeing, and that was the Khalifa of Hazrat Masihullah Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, many of us, almost all of us, may have heard his name. He was one of the senior Khalifas of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's Khalifa was Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. So he was down, and it was in Masjid al-Nur, which was a markaz of Nur and Hidayat, and which is a markaz of Nur and Hidayat. In those days, in the recent past, it was the personality of Hazrat Wala Zamana Yunus Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala used him for the khidmat of deen, and for this Nur to be passed on, and to ignite that love of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts of those that attended his majalis, or who heard his majalis, or who came in contact with him wherever it may have been. So however, Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala was at Masjid al-Nur, and not long before that there was a presence in the same masjid of another wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was none other but the Shaykh of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala. So Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, when he commenced the majlis, he spoke about Dastarkhane Zahir and Dastarkhane Batin. As we know it, the rizq zahir and the rizq batin. The rizq zahir and dastarkhan zahir is that food which we eat, which we find on our dastarkhans. That is the dastarkhan of the zahir. Zahir means exposed, something that is outward and something that we can see and observe. Or the rizq zahir, it is that sustenance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us. But similarly, there's a risk of the batin, there's a risk and sustenance for the inside, for the spiritual heart, as we call it. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali spoke about the risk of batin, and he went beyond that to say that just as we observe that if a person has put on ether or some perfume, and after he walks away from a certain point, then there is some fragrance that we will experience. We are standing in salah. If a person that has put ether comes in or goes out sometimes, we will observe, or those that are sensitive will feel or will know that this person has used some type of ether. So this is the zahiri khushbu and the zahiri fragrance that we experience. But these Ahlullah, they go beyond that to experience spiritual fragrance. See, as far as the spiritual world is concerned, there's many things that we will not understand. I was just reading one of the majalis of our Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. He mentions that which is in the heart, that which is in the heart, it is exposed on our faces. Now this is coming from a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the youngsters, please go to the back and just help our this up there with this. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that which is in the heart, it's exposed on the face. Now myself and most of us that may be seated here, you see that, listen, we don't observe anything on this person's face to the extent that even if it is a disbeliever's face, we will not be able to differentiate between a believer and a disbeliever's face. Now that is all because that spiritual hearts of ours are dead, they are not developed. Therefore, we are unable to make out the difference. But Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali mentions that person who has got evil in his heart, then those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with spiritual sight, they're able to see on this person's face the effect of that evil that he has in his heart. Whether it is engagement in some type of haram action and evil deed, or whether it is some other type of sin that this person is engaging related to the eyes or related to the ears, or it is zina of different aspects or different parts of the body. Now these things, they can see it on the face of the person. Therefore we will find, on the other hand, in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informs us that how do you make out a person who has got the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart and a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a person who has got connection and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's got what we call nisbat ma'allah, he's got a strong relationship and a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that one sign is that when you see them, now this has got nothing to do with the inner self or with the heart or with the tawajjuh or anything of that nature, but just with the sight, just when you see them, that when you see them, dhukir Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. Just by seeing them, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that effect on their faces. Now what is it that brings that effect on the face? It is that which is in the heart. That which is in the heart, we see it on the face. Now ordinary people like us, when we see the awliya Allah, we know the types of feelings that we experience in our hearts. And many a times we've mentioned this in the past as well, that it is not dependent on understanding of the language that they speak. It is not dependent, and it has been proven even as recently as maybe a few days ago. There was a person that attended one of the programs of our Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Damad Barakatuhum, the son of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Hazrat Rahmatullah, Hazrat Damad Barakatuhum had spoken on certain aspects, but nothing with regards to music or that it is haram or anything of that nature. And this person didn't even understand Urdu as such. But Allah Ta'ala knows what happened. This person who didn't know Hazrat from anywhere, he says that after he heard the bayan, now this is just hearing and it is seeing, it is observing, and it brings about transformation in the heart. It changes the heart. Now what there is, this is that effect of the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the Quran Majid we find that emphasis is laid on suhbat. Emphasis is laid on suhbat and association. It is not mentioned that you must go there and sit in their bayans or they have to speak in order for us to benefit. Just being in their company and just sitting with them will benefit us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that be with the sadiqeen, be with those that have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or as we call them, the ahle dil, the people of the hearts. We all have hearts, but our hearts and people like us, we cannot call or refer to as ahle dil. Ahle dil are those people who have that connection and the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So however, this person says that after Hazrat's majlis and after his program had terminated, he went home and there was some haram that he had been engaging in. And that haram was not discussed anyway in Hazrat's majlis. But he says the effect of that words of Hazrat were such that the moment he went home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his infinite grace and mercy, gave this person the tawfiq and the hidayat and the ability to shun that evil of his, to remove from his life that evil. Now what was it? It is this that is in the heart. On the night when Hazrat Dawud barakatuhum was here, now there were some masturat and women folk that were also listening over the receivers and whatever else. So someone brought to my notice that one young sister that doesn't understand Urdu, here at least there was some translation that was done at the rear end of the madrasa, but a sister who was listening to the Urdu bayan of Hazrat Wala and didn't understand Urdu at all, she mentions that something was happening inside which she couldn't express and mention that what was happening just by listening to the Urdu bayan. Now what is this? These are those things that are possessed in the heart. So Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that here, after I have come here, and the fact that Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahimahullah Ta'ala has visited this place and has come here and has conducted his majlis here in this very same majlis, the very same masjid, after some period of time that had elapsed, he said, I can still experience that fragrance and that noor in this masjid. Now similar happens here. When these types of Ahlullah, when they come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his infinite grace and mercy gives us the opportunity. And really for us it's a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whereas we supposed to have been going to these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the well to the thirsty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the clouds to us that go and rain at a certain place or let your water fall at a certain place so that those that are thirsty. And remember one thing, when the sun rises, then it doesn't pick and choose that if this person is engaged in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so only let my benefit reach him and the others I wouldn't. When the sun rises, everyone benefits. Whether it is a muttaqi, a fajir, a fasiq, whether it's a person that is obedient to Allah ta'ala, disobedient to Allah ta'ala, everyone benefits. Therefore, we find that when such ahlullah visit our shores or our places, then everyone benefits from their presence. So the point of discussion this evening was this, that alhamdulillah, we all know, especially those that are students of the madrasa, and because this program is actually held for our students, we know very well that in this program of Hazrat Dahmat Barakatum, we had the khatam of the Quran and Majid. Whereas generally, the system of the madrasa is that whenever we had khatam to make, we made it at the end of the year. So the question is, that why, and I would like those young friends of mine who have completed the Quran and Majid in this particular majlis to listen very carefully as to the purpose and the maqsad for having had this khatam in the majlis of our Hazrat Abdullah Damat Barakatuhum. The main purpose in this, other than getting the barakat and everything else, was to introduce you, our young friends, to these types of personalities. That we need to have some type of relationship and nisbat and ta'alluq with these types of personalities. Now, we will observe that after completion of the Quran and Majid, generally, we sometimes have this in our minds that now we are complete, we have completed the Quran and Majid, so our task has been accomplished and that is the end. After that, which route we take or what we do is immaterial. Whereas that is not the reality. The reality is just that that which we have achieved, we also need to achieve the nur of that. The nur of that. So that is why we say that one is ilm e nubuwat and one is nur e nubuwat. It's two different things. One is the ilm of nubuwat. For instance, the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Majid that was revealed to Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now all these things are on the one side. But together with that, if a person just has one aspect and that is the ilm of nubuwat, and he doesn't have the nur of nubuwat, then he hasn't achieved everything. He has only achieved part of it, and that is just the ilm of nubuwat. Together with ilm of nubuwat, we got to have nur of nubuwat. And how does one get the nur of nubuwat? The nur of nubuwat we get by associating ourselves with these types of personalities. Now, our Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned beautifully in a couplet. He says that, kisi ahl dil ki sohbat, kisi ahl dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, kisi ahl dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. Addressing himself, he says, kisi ahl dil ki sohbat, that if a person has found the suhbat, and if he has got the suhbat and the association of the ahle dil, kisi ahle dil, it doesn't have to be any particular wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone from amongst the awliya Allah, and there are signs to recognize the awliya Allah amongst, one from amongst them, we have mentioned a little while ago, that when you see them, then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other one is this, that when you associate with them, when you associate with them, then automatically you will find that the love of the world decreases, the love of the world decreases, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. That is another sign that this person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom I am associating with. And another sign is this, that there is nafrat and dislike and abhorrence of sins that comes into this person's heart. And on the other hand, the person wants to engage in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we observe these types of things in the association, in the suhbat of a person, then let us know that this is the sign that this person is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is how we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this world as such. Otherwise, we do not have that inner sight to recognize the person. So these outward signs, by these outward signs, we recognize that this is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali mentions, kisi ahle dil ki suhbat, that any ahle dil's suhbat, those people who are the people of the heart, if a person gets his suhbat and gets his company, use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. After that, you'll know how to live and you'll know how to die. Just association with these types of people. Today we find it difficult to shun sins. We find it difficult to move away from our sins. But go and associate with the Ahlullah for a little while. Sit in the company and see what happens. The transformation that comes and that abhorrence of sins that comes into the heart. That person who has been immersed in sins and drowning in sins and who was saying yesterday that I just cannot leave this sin because I'm addicted to it. Suddenly you will find that in the company and the suhbat of these types of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the courage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the ability to leave those sins. And that is what we come to the majlis and we come into the suhbat of the Ahlullah for. It is for our spiritual selves. It is to enhance our spiritual selves that we come. Then we find that we get that inner tranquility, happiness. We get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it into the heart. So therefore, my young friends, Today we complain that, you know, the atmosphere is such outside, you know, the fitnas are lashing at us, the waves of fitnas that are lashing at us from all sides, and we continue speaking about that. We mentioned on some other occasion that according to the need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates things. For instance, air is such a thing that no human being can stay without. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created air in such abundance. And also beyond that, air is not in the control of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it in His control. Anywhere you go, you will find it. Allah, and that is such a thing that a person cannot remain without. Similarly, for the inside needs and the spiritual needs, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created things. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order is there for us to be with the sadiqeen, then this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of being with the sadiqeen, of being with the sadiqeen, would have been incomplete if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create the sadiqeen. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an instruction and didn't create the opportunity for that, then we would have said that this is a type of zulm and oppression or injustice, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us to be with the sadiqeen and the opportunity is not there because there are no sadiqeen. So it is the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this. And we will find that according to the fitna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people around that are there that, with whom we can go and associate. There was a time maybe 20 years ago around there that when we needed to look for a shaykh or we needed to look for a spiritual guide, people looked to people from India or personalities from India and Pakistan, etc., with whom we could interact. But today, look at our condition. Look at the fitnas that we have around us. Now, because of those fitnas, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such opportunities for us that if not in every town, then in every locality or in every province or in every area, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept such people and such personalities with whom we can associate. And remember, there was a time when we should say, and especially for our youngsters, that we don't understand the person's language, that is why we cannot associate with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people around us with whom we can even communicate. And then sometimes for our youth, our youngsters, the objection was this, or the reason for not associating was, no, he's on a different level. This person is too senior. Now even for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has closed that door. That even there too, the young person cannot complain, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such young ulama today, such young people who have that burning, that heart which is burning with the love and with the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, young ulama. Now these young ulama understand those things that are facing the youth, the problems that are facing the youth, the problems that are facing the community at large. And we find that young person who is still growing, who is still in his youth, in his teens, and who is attracted by all these fitnas of the world, he can go to him and communicate with him. So there is no avenue left for us where we can say that, listen, I cannot go to someone and seek some advice or seek some spiritual advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance to make use of these opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So these types of personalities that come, it is to introduce ourselves to them, that who these people are and what we get with associating with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the qadr of these types of personalities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give these types of personalities long life with afiyat and with salamati. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their sacrifices for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What types of sacrifices they make? Sometimes sleep, they do not know what is sleep. I was just speaking to my Hazrat this morning, or rather this afternoon, I phoned him. Now imagine, he left here yesterday, and he was telling me, sometimes we think that what enjoyable trips they must be having, because they're going from place to place. My dear friends and respected brothers, let us stay with them for a few hours and see whether we will be able to manage that pace with them or not. I, for one, definitely know that I wouldn't be able to manage. He was, other than leaving aside his program, just the last part of it I want to mention to you. He was in Johannesburg yesterday, and he spent the night there. He had a program in Azadwal. When I spoke to him today, he mentioned to me that after the program had finished, he said people came to him at the place wherever he was, and up to 12 o'clock at night he was busy, and at that time of the night he was entering people into the silsila, making bay'at at that part of the night, 12 o'clock at night. A person is tired, he's been up from the morning, but at that time he was... Now this is that inner, you know, the fikr, the concern. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh, People used to, somebody objected and mentioned to him, Hazrat, people come to you and you make them bay'at very quickly. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, and this too I've heard from my Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, Daman Barakatum, he said that Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh replied that yes, I entered them quickly into the silsila for one reason, and that is tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, if Imdadullah is going into Jannah, then I will hold this person's hand and take him into Jannah. And if this person is going into Jannah, then I have hope that he will hold Imdadullah's hand and take him into Jannah. This is the type of fikr and concern and worry that they have for the ummah. And they don't sleep. At night they wake up, they are restless, they are making du'as. However, Hazrat mentions that up to 12 o'clock, this is what he was engaged in. His flight was early in the morning. And what would one expect after traveling 12 hours and so and reaching home? He reached home at about 2 or 3 in the morning. And I was surprised to hear from him. He said, I only rested for 1 hour. And from Fajr time and up to the time that I had spoken to him, he was continuously engaged in some or the other work of deen. Busy with some majlis at the time that I phoned him. He said, people are around me. Imagine a person has finished off 12 o'clock at night, traveling whole day. Traveling 12 hours, getting to his place. What is this? This only that person can do who has got the true muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us appreciate these types of personalities. Unfortunately, sometimes they come to our place and they go away and we don't even know who has come and gone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive this shortcoming of ours. Remember, our Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi mentioned one thing. He mentioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birthplace is in Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up in Makkah Mukarramah. Nubuwwat was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah. A period of time thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent in Makkah Mukarramah. But our Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi mentions that when the people of Makkah Mukarramah didn't appreciate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away and gave him to the people of Madinah Tayyiba. And to this extent, that after that, even when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Makkah Mukarramah, the Sahaba ikram, the Ansar, felt that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go and he will not come back. But no, that didn't happen. After that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Madinah Tayyiba. So therefore, appreciation of these types of personalities, the Ahlullah, those who are the Ahl Dil, it is an extremely important thing. If we cannot associate with them, then at least respect them. And if we cannot even do that, the least we should do, have muhabbat for the Ahlullah. Have muhabbat for those that have muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have love for those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love those who love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, just in having love and muhabbat for those that have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala that on the day of Qiyamah, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that a person will be with those whom he loves. If we love those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though we may be weak, even though we may be gunegar and siyakar and badkar and sinners and everything else, but have muhabbat, ya Allah, I had muhabbat for this wali of yours, or I had muhabbat for the awliya Allah, then inshallah on the day of Qiyamah at least maybe we can hope that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned nothing but the truth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that a person will be with those whom he loved. And if he loved the Ahlullah, inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a reckoning with the Ahlullah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Yaar rahe ya Rab, tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun. यार रहे यार अब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं
ख्वाजा साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह मेंशन किया मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत ओ अल्लाह आई मस्ट ओनली बी अटैच्ड टू यू And I must only have your muhabbat and your love, and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how do we get that? How do we learn that? Where do we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Where do we get that type of taqwa? So we find the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that for everything there is a mind, for everything there is a mind, from where it is mind, coal mine, gold mines, etc. So similarly, there's minds for taqwa as well, and that is the qulubul arifin, the hearts of the arifin, the hearts of those who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go and spend time with them, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gradually come into our hearts as well. وَجُكُو فَقَتْ تُجْسِ هُو مَحَبَّتْ خَلْقَ سَي مَي بِزَارَ رَهُمْ ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے Where are we going to get that courage to put out this fire and to take these evils out of ourselves? It is in the company of the Ahlullah. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga do. All these things, as my Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, this haram pleasure that we are getting out of sins, to take that out of our lives. Go into the company and the sohbat of the Ahlullah. Sab khushiyo ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil shad rahe. Sab ko nazar se apni gira doon, sab ko nazar se apni gira doon. Tujh se faqat faryad rahe, ab to rahe bas taad-e-akhir wird-e-zaba, e mere ilah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah, ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana, mujh sa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdar o namasiya, mujh sa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdar o namasiya, tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبا, اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah. محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ, اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala shanu, Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah, 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 Allah Allah, ije shirinastanam shiru shakkar mishawad janam tamam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله Oh most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most compassionate Allah, most merciful Allah, most concealing Allah, most tolerant Allah, oh most beautiful Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, you once again blessed us with this opportunity to raise these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you gave the tawfiq for these napak and impure tongues to take your mubarak and pak name. Oh my Kareem Allah, it is your fadl, your grace and your ihsan. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq to appreciate these ni'mats and bounties and favors of yours. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, accept this gathering. Ya Allah, accept each and every one that has attended. Oh my Kareem Allah, make it a means of forgiveness of our sins. Ya Kareem Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive those sins that we have committed with our eyes. Ya Allah, we use your given ni'mats and bounties to displease you. Ya Allah, we use your given sight to displease you. Ya Allah, you ordered us to lower our gaze and we raised our gaze. Oh my Kareem Allah, you ordered us not to hear haram and we heard haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, you ordered us not to speak that which is evil and we spoke that. Oh my Kareem Allah, our hands touched those things which you have made haram. Our feet took us towards those places that you have made haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, if you had wished and desired, you could have made us blind when we saw haram. You could have made us deaf when we heard haram. You could have made us dumb when we spoke haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, you could have paralyzed us when we touched and walked towards haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, you could have made us go on insane when we thought haram. Oh my Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Oh my Kareem Allah, when we wanted to commit sins, we went into those places, Ya Allah, where we thought no one was observing and watching us. Ya Allah, we committed our sins behind drawn curtains. Ya Allah, we committed our sins in the darkness of the night. Ya Allah, we thought of everyone to have sight and gaze, and we thought of you to be blind, my Kareem Allah. We thought that you were not observing us. Ya Kareem Allah, you are aware of every crime that we have committed, irrespective of where we have committed that crime. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, forgive our faults. Ya Allah, we are remorseful and we regret whatever we have done. We are not justifying our sins. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah, change our evil to good actions. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in your Quran Pak, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّرُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Ya Allah, each and everyone that is seated here and that has raised his or her begging bowls before you this part of the night, Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, is making sincere tawbah from all the sins he or she has committed. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah from all the sins that we have committed. Accept our tawbah, my Kareem Allah. Accept our tawbah, my Kareem Allah. Give us the tawfiq, the hidayat, and the guidance not to return to those gunas that we have committed. Oh my Kareem Allah, no guna is too big for you to forgive. Oh my Kareem Allah, give us the ability to make sincere tawbah. Oh my Kareem Allah, change the condition of our dead hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, bring our hearts back to life. Oh my Kareem Allah, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, hamara ghaflat mein dooba dil بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے او مائی کریم اللہ we have filled our hearts with all the filth of this world. یا اللہ we have arrogance in our hearts, we have pride, او مائی کریم اللہ we have the love of this world in our hearts. او مائی کریم اللہ we have filled our hearts with animosity and او مائی کریم اللہ greed of this world and every filth that we can think of. او مائی کریم اللہ remove this filth from our hearts. Fill our hearts with your محبت, fill our hearts with your love, fill our hearts with the ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with ikhlas and sincerity. Ya Allah, no amal and action of ours, Ya Allah, is with sincerity. Oh my Kareem Allah, we complain to you of our weakness. Oh my Kareem Allah, nafs and shaitan have overpowered us. Oh my Kareem Allah, nafs and shaitan dono ne milkar hai kya hai mujhko tabah. Oh my Kareem Allah, nafs and shaitan have taken us down the drains of, Ya Allah, humiliation and disgrace. You want to give us honor. You want to give us a life of respect. Oh my Kareem Allah, draw us towards you with your power of judgment. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are just too weak, my Kareem Allah. We cannot stand up, my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot fight our nafs and our egos and our desires and shaitan. Oh my Kareem Allah, they are just too strong for us. But oh my Kareem Allah, there is nothing that is strong against your will and, Ya Allah, your desire. If you took us towards you, oh my Kareem Allah, it will be your ihsan and favor. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, let us taste your muhabbat, let us taste the closest of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, unite the hearts of parents and children. Oh my Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives, remove the differences. Oh my Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Oh my Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us clean hearts, my Kareem Allah, remove the animosity from our hearts, remove the jealousy from our hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, make it easy for us to practice upon deen. Oh my Kareem Allah, you make it easy for us to implement every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the sacrifice, Ya Allah, give us the appreciation of the sacrifices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appreciation of the sacrifices of the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa jama'in. Oh my Kareem Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going in sajda, intestines of animals are being put on his back. His daughter, Ya Allah, Zat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, is asking her father, oh my father, why are they doing this? this to you. Oh my Kareem Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Mubarak, ya Allah, I'm being made shaheed. Ya Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blood Mubarak is oozing out of his body. Oh my Kareem Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's tying his toes to his belly Mubarak. Oh my Kareem Allah, what type of sacrifice is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made? He's being ostracized, oh my Kareem Allah, 3 solid years, nothing to eat, chewing on the tea leaves of trees for survival. Oh my Kareem Allah, these are the sacrifices that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in made in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, the munafiqeen, they caused pain and injury to the Mubarak and sensitive heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, today those for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed, today those for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and made dua. Oh my Kareem Allah, today those for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blood Mubarak was shed, ya Allah, his teeth Mubarak were made shaheed, ya Allah, for whom he cried and for whom he wept. Oh my Kareem Allah, today that very same ummah is causing pain and injury to the Mubarak and sensitive heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Allah maris jurm azim ku muaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive this major crime of ours. Ya Allah, forgive this major crime of ours. Ya Allah, change the condition of our dead hearts. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us this, ya Allah, realization that one day we're going to leave and come to you. Oh my Kareem Allah, we are sinful. Ya Allah, we are everything, but we are your bandas. Ya Allah, hum gunahgar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum siyakar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod kar ke hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Kareem Allah, where do we go to? Ya Allah, we have no other door besides your door. Ya Allah, when a dog is chased away from one butcher, it goes to the next. A beggar is turned away from one door, he goes and knocks at the next. Ya Kareem Allah, if you turned us away, to tu hi khud bata ke hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Ya Kareem Allah, agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda, maubide karwaya. Ya Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us such an attachment and bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot separate us from you. Ya Kareem Allah, you give us the ability to change our akhlaq. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, the recipients of good akhlaq and character. Oh my Kareem Allah, the akhlaq and razail, ya Allah, the evil akhlaq, ya Allah, you remove from within us. Ya Allah, and bless us with good akhlaq and good character. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, whatever has been asked for, ya Allah, you bless us with that. And whatever we couldn't ask you for, ya Allah, you bless us with that. Ya Allah, our needs of this deen, our need of our dunya, and our needs of the akhirah. Oh my Kareem Allah, those that are sick and ailing, bless them with shifa kamil, ajil, mustamir. Ya Allah, those that are in hospitals, those that are in clinics, those that are on beds, ya Allah, bless them with shifa kamil, ajil, mustamir. Ya Allah, those that are suffering with sicknesses like cancer, you bless them with shifa from your, ya Allah, from your khazana of shifa. Ya Allah, you are not in need of hospitals, you are not in need of medication to give shifa. Ya Allah, let your order of shifa be direct to the sickness. Ya Allah, those that are, ya Allah, that have financial problems, ya Allah, you assist them financially. Ya Allah, bless them with halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those that are looking for good marriage partners, ya Allah, bless them with good and suitable and, ya Allah, compatible marriage partners. Oh my Kareem Allah, those are difficulties and problems and obstacles in the life, remove the problems and obstacles. Oh my Kareem Allah, our youth, our young children, ya Allah, protect them. Ya Allah, protect us and protect them as well. Ya Allah, those of our young children that are memorizing the Quran and Majeed, you make it easy for them. Ya Allah, those that have memorized the Quran and Majeed, make it easy for all of us to practice upon the Quran, the commandments found in the Quran and Majeed. Ya Allah, make the Quran and Majeed our companion. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of the Quran and Majeed. Quran Pak ki azmat naseeb farma. Oh my Kareem Allah, Quran Pak se muhabbat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, make the Quran and Majeed our intercessor on the day of Qiyamah. Let the Quran and Majeed be a means of noor in our qabars. Oh my Kareem Allah, keep us steadfast on Iman. Take us, ya Allah, with Iman. Oh my Kareem Allah, when our time of mouth comes, take us away to Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, take us away to Madina Tayyiba. Why is deciding? As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls be extracted. Oh my Kareem Allah, let us be buried in Baqi. Oh my Kareem Allah, if this is not Muqaddar for us, then wherever it is going to be, Ya Allah, let it be a Mubarak Maut. Ya Allah, let it be a pleasant Maut on Iman. Let Malakul Maut not strike when we are engaged in any type of your disobedience. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, you protect us, Ya Allah. Protect us from the right, from the left, from in front, from behind, from above and from beneath. Oh my Kareem Allah, you make it easy for each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us with all that good that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you protection from. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa nabiyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen ya Rabbil alameen. Bi rahmatika ya Rabbil alameen.